Brighton?
Well, I'm standing in St Anne's Well Gardens in Brighton, quite a busy park in the centre between Brighton and Hove. I can see a number of people walking their dogs. I can see a few people in the distance sitting outside the garden cafe. The noise you can hear gently in the background is a rubbish collection vehicle. But I'm just going to approach a few people just to get an idea of the concerns they might have if park ranger activity here was trimmed back.
Well, I'd hate to sit here and have to look at rubbish that was left. So if that means that we're going to have a deteriorated service, then obviously I would be very upset about that.
That's happening already. There are fewer people now looking after St Anne's than there was, I think, last year or the year before. I think there might be a lot of rubbish dropped because the rangers are quite keen on making sure that the garden is just kept as it is now. It's quite beautiful. I think it will be just become a kind of a common ground and not valued by people who love it now.
Does it concern you that there might be less ranger activity in parks like this?
Not a lot, no. I don't come down that often, and if they do, they do. There's nothing I can do about it anyway, is there?
The more the merrier on the park rangers. I mean, it's difficult because obviously they're making cuts in other areas, and of all the areas there are, perhaps parks are not top of my agenda with, you know, making lots of cuts with children's services and other things like that. But I do really enjoy the parks, and, you know, obviously if they were able to keep the number of park rangers they had at the moment, that would be better.
Well, in a statement, Brighton Hove City Council say they don't want to contemplate cuts like this, but they have to close an overall £65 million spending gap. Cliff Munn is a volunteer park ranger, and I think the key to this, Cliff, is that without enough normal rangers, paid rangers, people like you might not be able to help out. Is that the key of this?
Yeah, that's certainly one of the key issues. Our rangers, it's a very small team of nine. They're responsible both for the urban green spaces, St Anne's Wells, which we've just heard about, but also there's around about 100 green spaces across Brighton and Hove that they manage and manage very well. So they're responsible for some of the more tricky activities like enforcing the rules in our parks, but they're also responsible for the conservation strategy across all those green spaces. They could never do that on their own, only nine of them. So they've become very adept at engaging volunteers like myself around the city. There's very many groups, upwards 20, 30 groups across the city that these guys are the catalyst for, and it's those groups that really can get their teeth into the donkey work of managing these spaces.
Okay, so explain to me why I should be worried then, because if the paid people go down to three, but you're still around volunteering, you army of volunteers, do we have to worry?
Their expertise and presence is indispensable. These groups could not continue without them, and I think there might have been a naive assumption on behalf of, by the council that they can. We need these guys for health and safety reasons, for insurance. We need tools. We need to make sure the tasks we're doing are in line with the strategy for the city. I mean, we are now a designated UNESCO Biosphere Reserve in Brighton and the Brighton and Lewis Downs. I mean, that's amazing. There's only five in the UK, and this is the only one with any urban space. That prestigious achievement has been really delivered by this team of rangers and us volunteers, and it's something we should really be looking at maximising into the future and using them, and perhaps even considering growing the team rather than cutting it.
So your fear is that if you cut the numbers, then volunteers will sort of be unable to sort of carry on their own, and then what's the result then?
Well, the result then is, I mean, let me give you one example. You know, we've got some really precious chalk downland spaces within the city boundary that we manage very carefully through various means. They need quite close attention regularly, and volunteers are mobilised in that way. If you leave those spaces, they will not look after themselves. They will return to what we call scrub. So these the chalk downland, for, you know, the biodiversity in chalk downland is similar to that of a tropical rainforest. If you leave them, it won't stay that way. It'll turn to scrub, which isn't nearly as rich and valuable.